Let's get to our guest. King Liu is Greater China Chief Economist at HSBC Global Research, joining us from our studios in Hong Kong. King, thanks for being with us. Let's talk about the reopening and how you view the situation right now. Pretty aggressive steps from the government to kind of relax some of the restrictions. We have seen this kind of roll out in stages, and this weekend will mark a very important inflection point in the process. How do you see this impacting the overall economy in China?
Happy New Year. Thanks for having me. So actually, it's fair to say the reopening happened faster than most had expected back in November, December. And the reopening actually will be the big theme for this year, and the momentum can carry into next year. We think overall, after the first quarter of the potentially very challenging transitional period, from the second quarter on, China's economy will rebound strongly, especially for consumption, which had been subdued all through the pandemic. And the rebound can be supported by both a better outlook and, you know, economic recovery as the mobility restrictions will be removed, and also the excess savings accrued over the past 3 years.
Yeah, we've also heard from the PBOC recently. It's been reiterating its position that there will be targeted and prudent monetary policy. In practical terms, what does this mean, and how do you see it supporting equities?
In our view, the targeted kind of easing from PBOC basically means they will likely rely more on the quantitative tools, especially the structural tools, so to speak, they introduced in recent years, including various schemes of the relending. And then the reason they want to be targeted is, basically trying to avoid the kind of the big flooding of the liquidity. And at the same time, the U.S. Fed, probably the interest rate will stay elevated. So they also want to minimize the potential headline monetary policy divergence from the U.S.
What about some of the other policies that Beijing has employed to support, let's say, for example, property developers in the real estate market? How far along are we now in that process? And are you seeing signs of stability? Or is there the risk maybe that things wobble a little bit here in the new year, given some of the uncertainty that we've talked about with respect to the reopening?
Right. I think for the property sector, it's fair to say probably the worst has passed. Since November last year, the government's stance toward the property sector has changed dramatically. We have seen, for example, the focus has shifted from let's ensure delivery of the unfinished projects to let's ensure the developers would have enough funding. So that change, using a metaphor, is kind of like previously they focused on watering the leaves of the plant, but now they're trying to make sure the water can get to the roots. And that's very important. At the same time, we see from the local government level, lots of cities have eased their home purchase restrictions. And even yesterday, the PBOC and CBRC are saying there's more flexibility about the mortgage rate cuts.
So can we say with confidence that the worst of the crisis is now over in terms of property in China?
I think, for the physical market rebound, it will need for China to emerge from COVID, because lots of home purchase will require the offline activities. But at least from the sentiment perspective, from, how easy the developers can access funding, now is much better. And we have seen basically the capital market respond positively to the changes as well.
You were talking a moment ago about domestic demand. I'm thinking of the Chinese consumer. Certainly, you got to believe that everything the population has been through since the pandemic began nearly 3 years ago has just been excruciating. We've got the Lunar New Year holiday a couple of maybe 10 days from now, and I'm wondering if you have expectations about how people will participate normally in a very festive period right now, and a lot of spending on the retail side. It has driven things from travel to retail sales. Do you have a sense of how well the Chinese consumer will behave during this period?
Well, actually, we think, you know, first thing, this might be the busiest Lunar New Year travel season since 2019. Lots of people plan to, go back to their home and reunite with their family, especially because this year we don't see any mobility restrictions. That being said, the virus is still ripping off the whole country, you know, especially the rural areas probably will get hit when the migrant workers return to their home. So we don't expect the consumption to rebound very strongly during this Lunar New Year period, which is only less than 2 weeks from now. But probably the recovery will come more meaningfully from second quarter of this year.
So as things improve quarter on quarter, what's a credible growth target for 2023 in China?
We actually think China can grow by 5% this year. And then the momentum can carry into next year. So next year, we expect a 5.8% growth. And, basically, as I mentioned, consumption will drive the growth. At the same time, the external demand probably will be less impressive this year, given the recessionary pressure is on the rise in other parts of the world. At the same time, the property sector might rebound modestly, which basically means overall the investment could have still a decent growth of around 5%.
We were talking a day or two ago about the significance in the Ant Financial story being allowed to access about $1.5 billion, and I'm wondering whether or not it's fair to say that in terms of some of the regulatory clampdowns that we have seen come out of Beijing on consumer-facing tech, that the worst of that is over as well. Is that a fair statement, or are you a little concerned?
Actually, I think that's a fair statement. We hear from last month's important meetings basically saying that internet sector has made good improvement from their compliance, etc. And also, I think if we put the regulation of different sectors into perspective, like the antitrust for the internet sector, the big tech in finance or fintech, those practices are more or less benchmark the global best practice. But at the same time, we haven't seen in any other country lots of regulations seem to be all delivered in 1 year or maybe in less than a year back in 2021. So we start to see, for example, the top leaders from China talking about people, they need to worry about or they need to manage well the fallacy of composition, which means, their need. They need more transparency for regulation and collaboration.
Ging Lu, thank you so much for being with us. Happy New Year to you as well. Ging Lu is a Greater China Chief Economist at HSBC Global Research, joining us here on DBA.